Steve Harmson is the owner of the Indian Trail Ranch. For the past 3 years, he's run his cattle in the Vernal area without incident. That is until this fall, when he was moving his herd and discovered some of his cattle were missing.
And this year, we know how many cows and calves we have because we'd branded them and counted them, and this year we had missed 23 calves and 3 cows.
Harmson says he typically loses 1 or 2 cows each year, but missing this many was unusual and a sure sign of theft. Lane Parker, owner of the Smithfield Livestock Auction, says a number of factors have come together to push the price of cattle up, and with it, theft.
The price of cattle 7 to 10 years ago was less than half of what it is today. And that being said, the cattle industry has seen a decrease in cattle numbers for almost 13 years straight as far as total numbers in the United States.
Parker says a calf worth $1,000 just last year is now bringing in up to $1,600 at auction this year. Despite the costlier products, Parker says demand for beef hasn't gone down in response to the high prices as much as experts had predicted, pushing the prices into unknown territory. Back at Indian Trail Ranch, Harmson says all he can do is offer a reward for his cattle and watch his operation take a hit.
People show up with a trailer and take calves, and all you got to do is know what you're doing, and you can get rid of the calves, and it's a pretty big paycheck for somebody.
Parker says big ranches and unwatched herds are primed for someone looking to steal a lot of money.
A would-be cattle thief could, in a 20-foot gooseneck trailer, potentially run off with one load of cattle and have $30,000, $40,000 worth of cattle in one trailer.
For now, Harmson says he'll keep a closer eye on his herd and spread the word to keep this from happening to other ranchers.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.